This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of people missing in the collapse of a Florida condominium fell on Friday following a new review, but more people were confirmed dead. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The weather cooperated with searchers who found a handful more bodies, including a small one that really hit home, says County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Tragically, one of those victims was the 7-year-old daughter of a City of Miami firefighter.
Audio courtesy of WPLG-TV, which is reporting the girl's father placed his jacket over her body and a flag on the gurney while his colleagues saluted out of respect. The mayor also announced, as difficult as it will be for those waiting for word of loved ones and those whose possessions are in the rubble, the building will be demolished as soon as possible.
The building poses a threat to public health and safety.
Meanwhile, in nearby North Miami Beach, an older high-rise condo has been evacuated out of safety concerns. First responders are also monitoring the track of an approaching hurricane, which could hinder their search efforts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The 3-meter black metal fencing that has surrounded the U.S. Capitol building for more than a year is set to come down. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The remaining fencing that went up around the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th riot by Trump supporters could come down as soon as next week. Three people familiar with the matter who could not discuss details of the plan publicly tell the Associated Press a U.S. Capitol Police Board plan calls for the fence to be removed by July 9th. An outer fence that went up after the riot was removed in March. The Capitol Police Board originally asked congressional leaders to keep the fence in place until September, in part because investigators were tracking continuing threats against lawmakers and the Capitol complex. More than 500 people have been charged with federal crimes for their role in the January 6th riot. Mike Gracia, Washington.